Picture a teenager alone on a cold, windy hillside watching sheep for hours and hours every single day. He is far from his family. He doesn't know if he will ever see them again. He sleeps outside in the cold and has only rags to wear. He is a slave. This was the life of the boy who would become St. Patrick. But almost nothing about his real story matches what you might expect from the green hats, parades, and leprechauns you see every March 17th. Around the year 400 AD, a boy named Patricius was born, somewhere in Roman Britain, the land we now call England and Wales. At this time, Britain was part of the mighty Roman Empire, and his family was Roman British. His father was a deacon in the Christian church, and his grandfather had been a priest. So Patrick grew up in a Christian home, though he later admitted he didn't take his faith very seriously as a young boy. Life seemed comfortable for young Patricius, but everything changed when he was about 16 years old. Irish raiders sailed across the sea to attack the coast of Britain. These weren't treasure-hunting pirates from the movies. They were warriors looking for something even more valuable, people to sell as slaves. Young Patricius was captured and dragged onto a ship. He was taken across the Irish Sea to Ireland, a land he had never seen before. In Ireland, Patricius was sold to a chieftain named Milchu. For 6 long years, the teenager worked as a shepherd, tending sheep on cold, bleak hillsides. He was hungry, lonely, and exhausted. He had no family nearby, no friends to comfort him, and no way to escape. During those years of hardship, something unexpected happened. Patrick began to pray, really pray, for the first time in his life. In his loneliness, he turned to the faith his parents had taught him. He later wrote that he would pray 100 times during the day and almost as many times at night, even in snow, ice, and rain. After 6 years, Patrick believed he heard a voice telling him it was time to escape. He ran away and traveled about 200 miles to the coast, where he found a ship that would take him back to his homeland. He was finally free. Here is where the story gets surprising. After Patrick returned home safely, he had a vision, a dream, in which he heard the voices of the Irish people calling out to him, "We beg you, holy boy, come and walk among us again." The very people who had enslaved him were now asking for his help. Patrick could have ignored this. He could have stayed safe at home, surrounded by family and comfort. Instead, he spent many years studying to become a priest. Some accounts say nearly 40 years of preparation. And then he did something remarkable. He went back to Ireland. To understand why Patrick's mission was so difficult and dangerous, you need to know what Ireland was like in those days. Ireland had never been part of the Roman Empire. It remained a land of separate kingdoms ruled by chiefs and kings. The Irish people followed the old Celtic religions, worshipping many gods who were connected to nature, the sun, rivers, forests, and mountains. Kings and princes believed they were descended from these gods. The most powerful religious figures in Ireland were the Druids. These were not just priests, they were judges, teachers, healers, and advisors to kings. They practiced rituals in sacred groves of trees and were believed to possess magical powers. They could read the stars, interpret dreams, and influence the forces of nature. Challenging the Druids meant challenging everything the Irish people believed about the world. Patrick arrived in Ireland around 432 AD as a bishop, sent by the church to spread Christianity. But this was no easy task. He was so unpopular at first that he was temporarily put in prison. Several attempts were made on his life. Patrick was so worried about being attacked that he carried a dagger for self-defense. Not exactly what you'd expect from a saint. He faced the Druids, who saw him as a threat to their power. According to old stories, Patrick and the Druids had dramatic confrontations, each side trying to prove whose beliefs were more powerful. The Druids did not welcome this foreign religion, and many Irish people were suspicious of a man telling them their beloved gods were false. Understanding who Patrick really was, a former slave who returned to the land of his captivity, helps us understand everything else about St. Patrick's Day. He wasn't Irish at all. He was British. He came to Ireland not as a conqueror, but as someone who believed he had a calling to help the very people who had once enslaved him. Patrick's story is about transformation. A careless boy became a determined man of faith. A slave became a leader. A victim chose forgiveness over revenge. Whether or not you share his religious beliefs, there is something powerful about someone who chooses to return to a place of suffering in order to help others. But Patrick was also clever. Rather than simply demanding that the Irish give up everything they knew, he found ways to make Christianity feel familiar to them, blending old symbols with new meanings in ways that would change Ireland forever.